Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1072. Cheat meals, cheat days, cheat lives, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hello, happy Saturday and happy first day of August. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs. Don't forget, we have 5 shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. So I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Cheat Meals, Cheat Days, Cheat Lives, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. Life is a series of compromises. We must all find our own balance of work and fun, of pleasure and enjoyment, of veggies and ice cream. A frequent topic of discussion for those looking to lean out is the cheat meal. A cheat meal can be defined in many ways, but is generally a chance to eat something that's not in line with the current health and hotness goal. It has too many calories, it's too processed, or both. Many diets use cheat meals to give the dieter a mental and culinary break, and in many cases, to prevent the body from adjusting to the diet. There are several ways of employing cheat meals, so let's take a look at our options, shall we? 1. The cheat day. Many folks who've tried Bill Phillips' iconic Body for Life program have played with this before. Basically, you eat like a hotness war machine for 6 days, protein, veggies, water, unicorn blood. Then, once a day, you go nuts and eat whatever you want, ice cream, pizza, candy, unicorn blood. Many folks enjoy this because it gives them a full day to gorge. Usually it's not enough to slow down the fat loss, but it allows them to hold out those 6 days when French fries and ice cream are on the way. Anecdotally, many people find they feel awful after eating a whole pizza, so it's actually pretty easy to get back on the train the next day. For some, however, it encourages binge eating, and they actually manage to eat enough to slow if not stop their fat loss. 2. The cheat meal. The cheat meal is a more moderate version of the cheat day. Instead of taking a full day to eat whatever they want, dieters eat whatever they want for 1 to 3 meals a week. The advantage here is they're usually only a day or two away from their next indulgence. The downside is that if they're predisposed to binging, 3 binges a week are totally enough to throw a substantial wrench into all their hard work the rest of the week. 3. No cheat anything. Some folks like to just go hardcore when dieting. This is a great strategy for those who seem to be suffering actual addictions to food and need to take control of their life. It also prevents the binge eating relapses that the other 2 strategies might encourage. Furthermore, since willpower is a trainable quality, many people seem to develop psycho-spiritual superpowers by claiming dominance over their food. On the downside, it requires a lot of discipline when one is going for several weeks without having any nutritional fun. And there is some research to suggest that carefully used cheat strategies can actually help fat loss by periodically letting the body know it's not, in fact, actually starving it. So, which one is right for you? Wait for it. It depends. You totally knew that was coming. Truly, it depends. I say if you're predisposed to binge eating, you want to be thoughtful when considering the periodic cheat meal route. In a perfect world, that's probably the sanest option. But health and hotness warrior, know thyself. if you're going to slide down a slippery slope and start housing entire cheesecakes, you may be better off just not going on that journey. In that case, you could either stay regimented for several weeks at a time or give yourself a full day to eat whatever. However, the full day off seems to work best when one gorges themselves to the point of being sick of food. And I must admit, I don't know that I'm in love with that strategy, but to each their own. The three things I do feel strongly about are this. 1, I much prefer the term free meal as opposed to cheat meal. Psychological framing matters. If you're going to eat some chips, then do it. Don't feel bad about it. Enjoy it. Which leads me to my next point. 2, plan your free meals. If you're going to go off the health and hotness menu, make sure it's delicious. Nothing is worse than an unplanned free meal where you're just tired and didn't plan right, so you break down and have something unhealthy that you don't even enjoy that much. 3, regardless of which strategy you do or do not employ, make sure you don't diet too long without taking some sort of break. Now, this nugget of wisdom is somewhat context dependent, but if you've got 25 pounds to lose, you may want to plan to do it over 16 weeks and include 2 5-day breaks over that time. These are days where you will go back up to or even above the amount of calories you need to maintain your current body weight. I also recommend people allow themselves their favorite foods here, particularly if they've had to restrict their favorite foods while losing body fat. At the end of the day, my main concern will always be maximizing one's quality of life. While I think dieting strictly is admirable and can teach folks about self-discipline, health food can be yet another addiction for folks to obsess over. This could be a sign of orthorexia. Is there value in a shortened period of time where one goes all in and gets snatched? Sure. But we must be careful not to yank our chains away from master junk food only to hand them over to master health food. I do not recommend an obsessive attitude about anything, though again, there may be value for short periods. Life is short, dear listener. I encourage you to discover your own balance. You can have your cake and eat it too. You just can't eat the cake every day. Know what I'm saying? You just listened to the post titled Cheat Meals, Cheat Days, Cheat Lives by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Mark mentioned that willpower is trainable. He's right. Just like we train our muscles to become stronger, we can make our willpower tougher as well. But remember, muscles get fatigued. They run out of fuel at some point. Willpower is the same. Overuse can lead to willpower failure. So remember on Thursday's episode, that was episode 1070, Nia Shanks said that nutrition is not an all or nothing lifestyle. That we don't have to be perfect all the time in order to achieve our goals. It's clear that today's author, Mark Fisher, would agree. When we allow ourselves to enjoy some of the foods that we are craving, we allow our willpower to rest. Think of it like resistance training. after you've performed a really exhausting exercise, you need to let your muscles rest and recuperate. It's during that rest and recovery period when our muscles tend to actually grow. So when we allow ourselves to indulge every once in a while, it's like giving our willpower a rest and allowing it to recover. And hopefully, it will come back even stronger. But when we allow our muscles to rest for too long, they become weaker. Same goes for our willpower. If we indulge too often and don't use our willpower to keep us on track, then it too will become weaker. So just as Mark and Nia said, it's all about balance and moderation. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.